then I maintain that we can learn most by studying our most moral, ethical, and saintly people. On the whole, I think it is fair to say that human history is a record of the ways in which human nature has been sold short. The highest possibility of human nature have practically always been underrated. Certainly, it seems more and more clear that what we call normal in psychology is really a psychopathology of the average. So undramatic and so widely spread that we don't even notice it ordinarily. Do you see the implications of what he's saying here? Essentially, what he's saying is, let's not just study why do most individuals fail. Let's also study why do some, not many, but why do some individuals succeed despite the circumstances. Let's not study just the average that says that people can't really change. Let's study those people who have changed, who have literally transformed their lives and the lives of those around them. This is a radical approach to research. This is a radical approach to the search, to studying ourselves as well. Because very often, if we only study the average